So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 1, observing the armies on the battlefield Kurukshetra, text number 1. Dhritarashtra Uvacha, Dharma Kshetre Kurukshetre, Samaveda Yutsavaha, Mamaka Pandavaischaiva, Kima Kurvata Sanjaya. Dhritarashtra Vacha. King Dhritarashtra said, Dharma Kshetre, and the place of pilgrimage, Kuru Kshetre, and the place named Kurukshetra, Samaveta, assembled, Yutsavaha, desiring to fight, Mamaka, my party, sons, Pandava, the sons of Pandu, Cha, and Eva, certainly, Kim, what, Akorvataha, did they do? Sanjaya, O Sanjaya. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Dhritarashtra said, O Sanjaya, after my sons and the sons of Pandu assembled in the place of pilgrimage at Kurukshetra, desiring to fight, what did they do? Purport. Bhagavad Gita is the widely read theistic science summarized in the Gita Mahatma, glorification of the Gita. There it says that one should read Bhagavad Gita very scrutinizingly with the help of a person who is a devotee of Sri Krishna and try to understand it without personally motivated interpretations. The example of clear understanding is there in the Bhagavad Gita and the way the teaching is understood by Arjuna, who heard the Gita directly from the Lord. If someone is fortunate enough to understand Bhagavad Gita in that line of the disciplic succession without motivated interpretation, then he surpasses all studies of Vedic literature and all scriptures of the world. One will find in the Bhagavad Gita all that is contained in all other scriptures, but the reader will also find things which are not to be found elsewhere. That is the specific standard of the Gita. It is the perfect theistic science because it is directly spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. The topics discussed by Dhritarashtra and Sanjaya, as described in the Mahabharata, form the basic principle for this great philosophy. It is understood that this philosophy evolved on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, which is the sacred place of pilgrimage from the immemorial time of the Vedic age. It was spoken by the Lord when he was present personally on this planet for the guidance of mankind. The word Dharma Kshetra, a place where religious rituals are performed, is significant because on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, the Supreme Personality of God who is present on the side of Arjuna. Dhritarashtra, the father of the Kurus, was highly doubtful about the possibility of his son's ultimate victory. In his doubt, he inquired from his secretary Sanjaya, what did they do? He was confident that both his sons and the sons of his younger brother Pandu were assembled in that field of Kurukshetra for a determined engagement of the war. Still, his inquiry is significant. He did not want to compromise between the cousins and brothers, and he wanted to be sure of the fate of his sons on the battlefield, because the battlefield is arranged before the Kurukshetra, which is mentioned elsewhere in the Vedas as a place of worship, even for the denizens of heaven. Dhritarashtra became very fearful about the influence of the holy place on the outcome of the battle. He knew very well that this would influence Arjuna and the sons of Pandu favorably, because by nature they were all virtuous. Sanjaya was a student of Vyas, and therefore by the mercy of Vyas, Sanjaya was able to envision the battlefield of Kurukshetra even while he was in the room of Dhritarashtra. And so Dhritarashtra asked him about the situation on the battlefield. Both the Pandavas and the sons of Dhritarashtra belong to the same family, but Dhritarashtra's mind is disclosed herein. He deliberately claimed only his sons as Kurus, and he separated the sons of Pandu from the family heritage. One can thus understand the specific position of Dhritarashtra and his relationship with his nephews, the sons of Pandu. As in the paddy field, the unnecessary plants are taken out, so it is expected from the very beginning of these topics that in the religious field of Kurukshetra, where the father religion, Sri Krishna, is present, the unwanted plants like Dhritarashtra's son, Duryodhana, and others would be wiped out, and the thoroughly religious persons headed by Yudhisthira would be established by the Lord. This is the significance of the words Dharmakshetra and Kurukshetra, apart from the historical and Vedic importance. So the text again. Dhritarashtra vacha Dharmakshetra Kurukshetra Samavedi Yutsavaha Mamaka Panavaishaiva Kema Koravata Sanjaya. Dhritarashtra said, O Sanjaya, after my sons and the sons of Pandu assembled in the place of pilgrimage at Kurukshetra, desiring to fight, what did they do? Namo Vishnu Vraya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatunde Ve Gauravani Vicharane Nirvishesha Shunivari Paskatyade Satarane. So we're back at the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita and everyone's in Maya. We read a verse a day. It took us 2 years to read Bhagavad Gita, and at the end Arjuna was enlightened, but now we're back in Maya again. Hopefully we're not in Maya anymore, because we've already gone through the Bhagavad Gita. But this Maya is explained throughout the whole Bhagavad Gita. Vidya Vanaya Sampane Brahmani Gavihasini Shuni Chaiva Swapake Cha Pandita Samadarshanaha. That the learned sages, by virtue of true knowledge, see with an equal vision the learned and gentle Brahman, the cow, the dog, and the dog eater. In other words, it doesn't really matter how much Maya, Dhritarashtra, and Duryodhana or anyone else is, it doesn't change reality. The fact that Krishna as a super soul is in the heart of all living entities, and every living entity is an eternal soul, meant in the human form of life especially, to get out of material conceptions of life, material bondage. Now here we find someone as responsible as Dhritarashtra, who is the emperor of the whole world in Maya. So that's not very auspicious. As we can see in modern society, practically all the politicians, they're all 100% in Maya. And therefore, to expect anything auspicious from the present society is simply a dream. Because in India, there may still be some piety left. I was told that the chief minister of Maharashtra, or maybe Uttar Pradesh, where our Delhi temple is, that he, as soon as he became the chief minister, he closed something like 240 slaughterhouses that were illegal. And that every day before he goes to work, supposedly, he goes and brushes some cows and milks some cows. Some sentiment is there of Vedic principles, but I doubt whether there's very, except for that, some instances in India, I doubt whether there's any other place in the world which is following Vedic principles. Anyone's following any Vedic principles. And therefore, the whole society is Andaya Tandira Upigiyamanas Tepisha Tantra Urudami Vara. Either in human form of life, we act towards liberation, or we're going towards bondage. There's no second path. Either we're blind and we're following blind people, or we're blind and we follow people who will help us become enlightened as to the truth. The truth is to get out of the material concept of life, and that's only possible by coming to the concept that we're servants of Krishna's servants, without becoming connected to Krishna and his simple succession. There's no question of getting out of material concepts of life. Now, Dhritarashtra is fully absorbed in the material concept of life, and not only that, but he's opposing the Pandavas, which is, if you're going to oppose someone, it's not good to oppose Mahabhagavats like the Pandavas. There's not going to be anything auspicious either for you or anyone who follows you. Now Arjuna, in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, will also fall into Maya. He was opposing Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana and company, who were absorbed in the material illusory concept of life. They weren't following Krishna and his directions. They weren't connected with anyone in the simple succession, and therefore their lives were inauspicious. But then Arjuna fell into the same material concept of life and started to see friends and relatives, brothers and fathers and whatever else. He also got into the bodily concept of life. And not only that, but he started to preach to Krishna. Tried to get Krishna to fall into Maya too. Luckily he was unsuccessful. Krishna didn't accept his philosophy that he should be a nice person and not hurt anyone. No, Krishna wanted, as it says, just like in the paddy field, the weeds are supposed to be taken out. Not that I have a paddy field, I'm growing rice, but there's very beautiful weeds in the battlefield, so leave them there. Everybody, I can invite my friends to see all the nice weeds. They're supposed to be taken out, otherwise the weeds will choke the paddy field and there won't be any result. Krishna has a purpose of the material creation. It's not that Krishna, he became creative and therefore he threw a few souls into this universe to see what would happen, mixed them up, shook them up, and once made an artistic collage out of these crazy souls in the material world, and he shows them to his friends in the spiritual world. The material world is not Krishna's artistic creation, meant to discover his inner being, his inner creativity. The material world has a definite purpose, and everyone, especially in the human form of life, is supposed to follow that purpose. And if not, then one becomes like a weed, an unwanted paddy plant, unwanted weed in the paddy field. And the purpose of the devotees is to take out those weeds so they don't choke the plant. It may not be popular. People may not appreciate it. Why these people, you know, they're supposed to be pacifists. They're supposed to be devotees of God. So they just say, love, love. Everyone steps on them and say, oh, that's so nice. You're stepping on me. Oh, you're against God. Oh, that's all right. I'm equal to everyone. You kill cows. Oh, that's all right. We have so-called politicians who are saintly persons. You know, you kill cows, it's your religion to kill cows. It's like, my religion is to cut your throat. So you should respect my religion and put your throat out, so not to inconvenience me when I put my knife through it. But what kind of religion is that, cutting people's throats? Similarly, what kind of religion is cutting the throat of a cow? Now the Krishna says, oh, it's their religious principle, killing cows. Maybe I should invite them to Goloka Vrindavan. We have a lot of cows there they can kill. And be very religious. No, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, every cow that you kill, for every hair on that cow's body, you're going to have to live 10,000 years in hell. And I was told that nowadays they're purposely propagating, producing cows with more hair on its on their body, so they can spend longer time in hell. It's not that it's my religion to kill cows. It's my religion, it's my purpose of life to go against Krishna's purpose and try to kill his devotees, like the Pandavas, who are trying to spend their lives propagating Krishna consciousness. And I'm considered to be a bona fide king. But Krishna didn't think Dhritarashtra or Duryodhana was a bona fide king. And he wanted his devotees to kill them, to act as his instrument for their destruction. So that a real kingdom can be there, people will not be misled by false propaganda, because Duryodhana, Dhritarashtra, their whole dynasty was a testimony for atheism against Krishna. And although they may have been ruling their kingdom very nicely, which means, basically speaking, people are getting food, they're eating nicely, they were sleeping peacefully, they were producing nice children to eat and sleep also, and they were felt protected. But that's not the purpose of life. That may be a means to help us gain the purpose of life. The purpose of life is to serve Krishna. And if we miss that purpose, then it's shrama evi kevalam. It's a waste of time. So there was an elaborate Hastinapura. Dhritarashtra had so many elephants, so much wealth, the ruler of the whole material planet. But he was a demon. Ultimately, he was acting like a demon. His sons were acting like demons. And therefore, Krishna wanted Arjuna to get rid of them. But when Arjuna was also acting like a demon, Krishna, he had enlightened Arjuna so he could actually come back to his original Krishna consciousness. Similarly, we were all, practically all of us, were born as demons. Rishi Bhaktivinoda Thakura said, we were all born Shudras, and by modern education we became less than animals. But we have an opportunity to wake up like Arjuna was in Maya, because he represents us, so that we can wake up and actually fight for Krishna's cause. The Hare Krishna movement is not meant for, you know, oh, we're such nice people, and we love everyone, and everyone's good, and, you know, we feed the poor, and whatever. The Hare Krishna movement is meant to defeat the atheists, atheistic propaganda, to establish Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to fight for that cause. Otherwise, Krishna is not going to be pleased with us. We're such nice devotees that even the demons, they love us now. They never say anything bad against us. They say, oh, the Hare Krishnas, they're nice people. They don't bother anyone. They appreciate everyone. So we may get the praise of the demons, but if we don't get Krishna's appreciation, Krishna's acharyas and disciples of succession, then we've just wasted our time, and our purpose of life is a failure. Krishna doesn't tell Arjuna, oh Arjuna, you look like you're having some difficulty, some psychological problem. Please sit down on the chariot. Tell me, what was your relation with your mother? No, Krishna didn't tell Arjuna. Krishna immediately said, we don't have time to waste. My dear Arjuna, you're a rascal, you're a Maya. Actually, he didn't say exactly like that. He's more diplomatic. He said that people who talk, learned people don't talk like you're talking. Asochan avishtoja tvam pragyam vajam sabhashase. Gatasum zagatasum cha nanu sochati pandita. He says that if you're people who learn it, they don't speak like you. In other words, you're a fool. If you told Arjuna you were a fool right out of the from the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna probably would have become depressed and wouldn't have heard anything. So he said, learned people don't talk like you do, therefore you're... And what's the problem? Is that you're identifying yourself with your body, and you're identifying everyone else with their body, and you have no idea what the purpose of having a body is. You think that the purpose of the body is to eat nicely, sleep nicely, have nice relationships with others, and ultimately to keep the body alive as long as possible. And if you do that, then your life is so-called successful. Of course, you die anyhow, but you die successful. You had a nice life of sense gratification. But that's not the purpose of life, according to Krishna. The purpose of life is to tell others, as he says at the end of Bhagavad Gita, the last instruction is actually not to surrender. The last instruction Krishna gives Arjuna is he should preach this message to the devotees. That's actually the last message. If you're surrendered, then that's what you'll do. Then you become the most dear to me. And for Arjuna, preaching the message, following Krishna's instructions, was ultimately to go out and kill all the rascals so that the message could actually be properly propagated in human society. As long as Dhritarashtra and his sons were heading up the kingdom, there may be nice Brahmins or whatever else in the kingdom and Kshatriyas, but they're all in Maya, in the material concept of life. Only when Yudhisthira Maharaj became part of the throne was Krishna properly glorified. Then Krishna was seen as the center. For instance, during the Rajasuya sacrifice, he arranged it so that Krishna could be seen as the center. But others were envious. Shishupala was envious. So many people are envious of Krishna. Duryodhana was envious of Krishna. So where there is any question of such leadership doing any good to anyone? Because nowadays, the whole leadership, they have no idea about Krishna. They have no idea about God. Without knowing about Krishna, what does anyone know about God? It's all sentiment. God is love. God is, even Jesus Christ, he died for our sins. So we can go on sinning. He was so kind, they nailed him and he died for our sins. And now we can do whatever we want to. We're not going to develop love of God. We know nothing about God. We don't care about God. All we care about is we're going to enjoy the material world and poor Jesus Christ is going to suffer. And that's called love of God. That's how much we love God. So without Krishna consciousness, then there is no God consciousness in human society. It's just on the same level as less than the animals and being misdirected. And therefore, the whole idea of Bhagavad Gita, hearing it, is to become convinced to surrender to Krishna, engage in sadhana bhakti, and preach the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, try to convince others to take up the process of Krishna consciousness and utilize their energies in the preaching also. Then our movement will actually move in the right direction. Without that, we may get the admiration and appreciation of so many demons, but we're not going to move anywhere, towards at least not the spiritual consciousness. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes.
You mentioned that sometimes demons may appreciate us if we're nice, but that's not the criteria.
Well,
demons get some benefit if they appreciate.
Well, we're not talking about we shouldn't be nice. We're talking that the demons say, "Oh, these are nice people. They're doing welfare work. Now they're opening hospitals and." They're taking care of the blind and the sick and the poor, and they're going out and feeding people. So then they say, well, they're pretty harmless. Before they were trying to convince people that Krishna was God, but now they've given that up. they become like everyone else. They become, you know, they help little old ladies to cross the street. They dress like everyone else does now, and they stop trying to sell their books. So, you know, they're practically like demons now, so they're all right. That kind of appreciation is really not very much appreciated.
Yes.
So we need to fight against atheists, and how do we start?
You have to fight atheists?
I mean, the Hare Krishna movement is meant to destroy atheism, but it's pretty much
more. Yeah, so we should look in the mirror, and we can see the first person we should start with. We're convinced that Krishna is God and we should surrender to him. There's no problem in finding atheists. Just go out with a book, a few books in the street, try and stop people. Try and convince them to take this book. And what to speak of, tell people, this book tells you about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and how you can surrender to him. And see how many people, wow, I was looking for a book like that. How much? No, practically the whole society is filled with demons, asuras. They don't follow scripture. They don't even know what scripture is. They think scripture is so many different concocted things. But the reality of the soul that they don't know, the relation of the soul with the Supreme Soul, they don't know. The process of devotional service, they don't know. They know so many things they think they know. But practically they're not different from the ordinary materialists. There are the ordinary materialists who's so-called not religious. He's also killing animals and having illicit sex and taking intoxication and gambling. The so-called religious people are doing the same thing. But they just believe that someone's going to save them. So it's not difficult find someone who's in Maya. The question is whether we're willing to take some of our energy to help them. Yes.
Prabhupada said in the commentary that Sanjaya could see the conversation by the mercy of Vyasadeva. Do you explain this?
I don't know. I mean, it's called mystic power. Transcendental television in the heart. Meditative, find Vyasadeva, let him explain it. He knows about it. My television's not working so well. But he's an expert repairman, so if we follow this manual, then our television will be repaired too. Anything else? Thank you very much. Grantharaj Shrimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande.